The next patient is John Sutton. The last name is S-U-T-T-O-N. This is a clinical case of a 65-year-old African-American male that has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3B related to FSGS, by kidney biopsy that was done in 2019. The patient has a lengthy history of hypertension. The hypertension has been under control most of the time, but during the visit today, we noticed that the blood pressure is out of control. The patient has also a history of hypertension that is under control. The diabetes mellitus has been under control. The patient has lost 6 pounds of body weight. However, he continues to be obese. For reasons that are not clear to me, we don't have the laboratory workup as requested. We are going to request a new laboratory workup in order to make the correct assessment. Number two, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 156 over 86. Usually he runs 140 over 78. The patient says that he's taking the medications, has not checked the blood pressure at home. We are going to request a blood pressure log. Due to the spike in the blood pressure, due to the fact that he is overweight, we are going to order a sleep test to rule out the possibility of sleep apnea. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Following number, a coronary artery disease. The case is status post coronary artery bypass. Has atrial fibrillation and is on periodical evaluation by the cardiologist, Dr. Siracuse, S-I-R-A-C-U-S-E. The reevaluation is going to be ordered in 3 months, and we hope to have all the elements necessary for a appropriate evaluation. We invested 12 minutes in looking for the laboratory workup and trying to call the lab to see what happened with our orders. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes, and in the documentations, 5 minutes.